the actually there's like things we have to review. There's a topic. The jams lecture, jam and the jammer, who's jamming the jammer's lecture is one thing I want to review. The Ann Arbor Film Festival book I want to review. The new film I'm making, ads as art advertising, I want to review. But the first thing is probably what we'll go about tonight a little. Okay. The key I've been trying to tell people is to study the hidden effects. Okay. You study the hidden effects. So I get this document, McLuhan Meets the Net, and I finally realize that he says after the fact, media shapes both society and individuals. After the fact, the social consequences are relatively obvious. TV transforms consumption, auto reshapes city, clock synchronized, blah. The psychic effects are closer and therefore more difficult to see. So he gives examples. So, in me, holding these seminars, saying, okay, we're trying to uncover the hidden effects of reading or of cell phones. And I go, okay, what do you think, you know, and then we do a tetrad on cell phones. And then they're trying to uncover the hidden effects. They're just saying, is it important for me to say, let's differentiate between social and psychic, or is that just going to confuse them? How do I, is this important? Did Marshall actually say, we have to differentiate?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Here's the answer. You take the figure ground paradigm or model.
Right.
The effects are the figures. Some of them are obvious. The causes are the ground. So, you bring in a new medium. Remember the famous quote found here in December that a new medium or technology, new technology does not change anything. What is changed is the ground, which is previous technologies, right? So, a new technology comes in, and
the new technology doesn't change anything.
Basically,
the environment that it creates, that the new technology,
the change occurs at the past environment.
Okay, the past
environment is where the change,
not the past technology. The past
effects and structures that the older technology set up that become cliche.
The past technologies
and environments that have been established.
Yeah. Established.
Are changed.
Okay.
Now, he says in that quote, technology doesn't change. Well, it's an exaggeration because a new technology creates an environment that causes changes.
Right.
But you know this by looking at the effects.
Right.
And the effects are the changes caused in the past.
Right.
So the effects are the old environment going through weird changes.
Right.
Or syndromes or problems. The cause is the new technology and its characteristics.
Right.
But nobody knows it's the cause. The cause is hidden. So McLuhan would take the figure ground of effects and causes. Effects, figure, causes, ground. And he would interplay them. Say, here are the effects, but nobody knows the causes. Or, here's the cause, and these are the effects. You kind of mix it up.
Right.
Effects and causes. Remember, if you got take today there?
Right, the tetrad has
If you can get take today,
yeah,
I'll read you.
I can get it.
But can we, before we go too far, we'll light this off the top.
Give me that, and I'll just read this, and then we'll go back.
Okay.
This is the punchline. This is the postgraduate, page 137.
Okay, page 137.
The bottom of the page. This pattern of non-lineality is evident in every human activity. As figures, all senses create their own spaces, which are metamorphosed by interaction with their environmental grounds. Causes, in quotes, become effects via concepts, whereas effects merge with causes and process pattern recognition via percepts. That's a very complex. That's what you're.
That's super.
We're
complex.
We're leading towards understanding.
Yeah,
that,
I've okay? studied that, but I can't. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah, because he's mixing them up. They merge. Okay, no, that's to understand that. Then you're a master of McLuhan. Yeah. Okay, so we go back to.
Can you just tell me this? When I say hidden effects.
No, it's you see. Okay, that's the point.
Yeah.
He lists in Media Massage the social, psychological, political, economic, moral. Aesthetic, the whole range of possibilities, not just social or
and
psychological.
Psychic.
It's all these areas of life changed.
What page is that?
Well, it's in the middle of Medium, or near the front of Medium's Massage. We can get out, I'll show you where he says that. It's on the album, even. He makes
So it's actually, by saying just the two...
Yeah, you're limiting.
It's too limiting.
Because the key is always... the new form of communication. The basic fact is, you take. You don't have your TV here anymore, right?
No.
I was saying this to Pam last night. You see that thing?
Right.
That changed human nature,
right.
Human institutions. It was the cause. Okay.
Right.
That television. All
right. Right.
Which seems to counter him saying no technology changed the world.
Right.
But that's. To get you to understand it, you have to go both sides. You got to figure out this, then you flip the other side, then you lead to this complexity. But basically, television changes everything.
Right.
When you understand the principle, you bring a new invention, which becomes an environment that everybody's using. It doesn't have to be a communicating thing. It could be a fucking new form of bulldozer.
Right.
But mainly, it's communication media in our history over the long run. The major forms of communication have been the determinant of the pre-Gutenberg, the Gutenberg, and then the Marconi. Right.
Okay.
So, the point is, the hidden. When the television comes in, it'll change society. How do we know it's changing? Because all these weird things start happening. What is weird? The older things. Kids are shooting other kids in school. That never happened before. What the hell caused that? Well, look around. What's the new form of communication? The internet. Then the internet must be the ground that's creating these effects. And the effects are manifested in older grounds or older media. So, you're not studying the hidden effects. You're studying the hidden causes. The way you get to the hidden causes is look at the inventory of a new symptoms, new effects. You see the point here?
Really studying...
You're trying to find the hidden causes of strange things like that guy says are obvious to everybody. It's obvious that it's odd a kid is shooting another kid in school.
Right.
It's obviously odd that kids are wearing long hair in 1965, right?
Right.
Men are.
Right.
You know, all these effects... are happening. This is why is this happening? People go, why is this happening?
Right.
Well, it resonates with the satellite theater. Or in the 50s, why did Elvis show up? Well, he mutated music from the swift radio surface shiny jazz swing world.
Right.
All of a sudden, you got this guttural tactile grunting. Black music becomes popular. What caused that? What caused the music to change and have a new figure of popularity?
Right.
Well, it must be the medium. What's the medium? Oh, television. Oh, it's all grainy and tactile. Therefore, we have grainy and tactile music. Whereas radio is all shiny and a hot medium. You'll have shiny jazz swing music.
Right.
You see, the older media change,
right.
And they're the obvious effects, and we're trying to find why the order in the ground.
Right.
And the ground is the hidden causes.
Right. Okay. Let's try this then. Can you find that list?
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, what would you say is the social effect? Just the first thought of a car, the social effects of cars. What did it do?
One of the things, it returns the knight in shining armor. It retrieves the knight in shining armor is a social
retrieves
effect.
Retrieves knight in shining armor. Okay, that's a social effect.
Another social effect, it allows the working man to put on an engine of power and bypass his inferiority he gets from the class war.
It's the working man does what?
Puts on this... Imagine an average guy driving a big tractor. He's going to feel pretty powerful. He's got all this power. It's a new meaning. Puts on his sense of extension of himself.
Gives the working man power.
A feeling of power. And that changes the relations or sensibilities of the classes.
Okay, class. Okay, now psychic effect of cars.
Destroys the family, that could be more like a social effect. It destroys housing and community. and makes everybody alienated because there's no more community, because anybody can be mobile and go anywhere.
That's a social effect.
Yeah.
And but, now it's
but that's a psychic effect. It's all also. It's all kinds of things.
Right.
You know, it depends on what people mean by social and psychic.
Right.
You could say psychological.
Okay, here's what this guy says. He says the social effect was of cards that it reshaped the cities. The psychic effect is it enhanced feelings of isolation.
Okay, those are two general.
Right.
Syndrome.
Okay, then let's just do the other
one.
What
did he say it did with cities?
It reshaped cities.
Well, wrecked cities, turned them into ghettos and created the suburb.
Right. Okay. Now, what were the other ones just off the top of your head? Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Political, Marshall said. Psychic, social, political.
Aesthetic, moral. It's about six.
Okay,
elements.
Can you just do simple effects of cars? What was the
okay,
political?
Okay, let me just see. If you want to stop the tape and we'll see if I find this. The thing is, you're looking at the effects, which everybody sees. But that it seems chaotic and it seems stressful. It creates identity crisis. Because the older media...
To look at the effects?
No, what everybody sees.
What obvious effects?
We got an Iraqi war.
The obvious effects.
The effects are always obvious. It's obvious there's a fucking war going on.
Okay.
Okay, it's obvious that the economy's bankrupt.
But
that's an effect.
The key word is if the hidden. I'm saying we're going to try to
discuss...
No, the
key word's cause, and that's hidden. The causes are hidden. See, people run around wondering why things look odd because these effects are happening, and they don't know where the effects are coming from.
The effects are obvious.
Yeah.
The causes
are not.
Hidden.
Yeah.
So when I say we're trying to uncover the hidden effects...
That's wrong.
I should say we're trying to uncover the hidden causes.
Of obvious disorienting effects. Yeah, the hidden causes of obvious disorienting effects.
We're trying to understand the hidden causes of obvious
disorienting effects.
Disorienting effects. Because then effects precede causes is what I'm trying to teach now, and that fucking fucks everybody up.
Okay, well, we've just established what I'm saying.
So I say...
Before effect... No. What I just established, that's understanding media middle 60s, McLuhan. All right?
Causes are hidden, and we're trying to uncover...
The causes of obvious effects.
Of obvious disorienting effects.
Right, so every book...
That's what year, McLuhan?
Mid-60s, through the 60s, you could say.
60s, okay.
Now, look, what is this? An inventory of effects.
Right, okay.
Not causes.
Right.
Inventory of all these effects. What's happening to your job?
Then, but you're saying causes are hidden. That's
yeah.
Okay.
It says here in the middle, environments are invisible. Environments are causes. Environments are invisible. The ground rules, pervasive structures, and overall patterns elude easy perception. What are you laughing at?
It's deep. I can't grasp it right
well,
off.
Well, read it. Try reading, Jerry. Read it.
Okay.
You can follow it.
Environments are invisible.
Period.
Their ground rules, pervasive structure, and overall patterns elude easy perception.
Yeah, you can figure it out if you put a little work on it.
Yeah, okay.
So the causes elude perception. And so he's trying to make you see the causes by giving you an inventory of obvious effects or new phenomena, like people burning themselves up and
kissing and
being nude and that. People marching, Kennedy get assassinated, art, Marilyn Monroe, power failure, New York Times. These are all effects.
Right.
What is causing them? Obviously, in this period, it's a satellite. And computers and television, the mixed corporate media of the 60s in the global theater.
Right.
Now you have to see what that is.
Couldn't you just say electricity?
Oh, electricity is the beginning, yeah.
That's electricity's causing this.
Yes, but people go, well, what's electricity? We can't see it. We don't know what it is. Okay, you look at electrical media, like radio and TV.
Right.
So you move it up one level.
Right.
Electricity is it's basically electricity.
Right.
But now we look at the different forms of electrical media and how they each one has a different characteristic and effect from 1850 to 2020.
Right.
In other words, telegraph had a different effect than radio. Radio has a different effect than movie. TV has a different effect from radio or movie. Satellite has a different effect from TV.
Right.
Each one is all electric but creating mutations like my chart. right. from 1750 to 2020.
Right.
Phases of effects.
Right.
And we're looking at the technical grounds, which are the new media,
right.
the new versions of electricity.
Okay, then, and you know, I'm trying to get the.
So you say we're looking.
Effects
precede causes. Okay, so it's all about finding causes. Now Marshall knows that people get bogged down. They now know we're not looking for effects. This is what your group will turn into. They'll get dumb. We're looking for causes, not effects, and everybody will insist on that. Well, they got stuck with a thought form. You have to learn how to be agile and see through whatever you think you're seeing and talking about, and see how you get duped by your metaphors. So Marshall in the 70s switched it around. He said effects precede causes. Okay? Because people get into rote behavior, right? They think, oh, that's what it's all about. No, to train perception, you have to be on duty and notice it's always changing. Like you look in here, page 86, this is an important quote.
When you're, what would you say, you're on perception, you have to what?
You got to watch, it's always shifting.
Always shifting.
Yeah. So look at his definition of a fact, page 86, which is the same thing. What I was just trying to tell you about shifting perceptions right here. It says here, it is hard for the conventional uncritical mind. Most people are just trying to get along and think like other people so they don't cause shit, right? It's hard for the conventional uncritical mind to grasp the fact that the meaning of meaning is a relationship. It's different text. A figure ground process of perpetual change. That is what we're trying to arrive at.
That's
page 86.
That's the key Xerox.
Yeah. See? Our language, as much as our mental set, forbids us to regard the world in this way. We don't, naturally, we're always getting bogged down with the daily. And it numbs us, all right? And we become stupid. So you have to, so if McLuhan had become, everybody studied him and everybody's running around, yeah, the medium is a message, he'd have to fucking change all that. Everybody's got stuck with the quote explanation.
Right. Good. Okay.
It's a modern form of Zen dealing with a more complex environment than Zen ever dealt with. You know what I mean?
It takes Zen beyond.
It's a more complex form of Zen, which is necessary, this complexity, because we're living in a more complex environment.
Right.
So he's always pulling the rug out. So effects precede causes is a later way of re-looking at what he'd already said. And so what? And then we come. We will see that now. You can understand this statement on page 137. But before we get into that, if Seurat paints television before television shows up, the effects of the form of television is mined by the artist before it shows up. So in the art world, the effects precede the causes, right? The artists are picking up and expressing forms. They don't know what it's going to lead to. They don't know the cause that's
going
to...
They're not like sitting there going, we can broadcast effects. It just happens. They're not saying, here's the secret formula.
Yeah, no.
It's up to us to see.
They're being... Seurat's being affected by the telegraph. The eye is being dimmed down. The photograph is a better version of the eye. So they want to study the effects of the eye. So they start looking at light in all kinds of ways. So Cezanne did his thing. Then Seurat came along and did pointillism. It's in retrospect that we see, well, actually, they were predicting the tactile non-visual effect of television. Right? But it was all unconscious. But they were pretty avant-garde because they did it. Now, other people were just painting flowers and being conventional Sunday painters. But this fucking guy is trying to figure out something.
Right. But that
so
doesn't...
So effects, here's a new idea. Effects precede causes applies to the history of art. Effects, causes being the hidden ground for effects, is the science of McLuhan.
Is the science. See, because that's what I was just going to counter. You mean to tell me Joyce and Marshall weren't conscious of what they were doing?
Marshall was conscious because he figured it out because he came at the end of the whole learning process.
But wasn't Joyce conscious of what he was doing?
He was doing what he was conscious of what he thought he was doing, but most people make fun of Don Thiel, most heavy Joyce scholars, and when Thiel says that Joyce anticipated the internet. But Don doesn't mean that simply. He was probing the effects of new television and radio on language and in the course of wrestling with it, made a book that later, 100 years later, or 50 years later, looks like the internet.
Yeah.
He did not, we don't think he was imagining the internet. It was just amazing he was even thinking about television.
Right.
So the artist is a prophet of the senses and of technologies.
Yeah.
He's a prophet of second nature, not divine nature, whatever that is, first nature. That's what people think Jesus is, right? Second nature is technology. The artist is the prophet, picking up on the underlying changes. And prepares you, Marshall said, for the future. To learn Joyce in the 30s and 40s, you start to alter your sense of reading. You might start looking at the book, realizing, well, the book isn't just linear painting or writing. And then you start thinking, oh, maybe radio. Well, I can notice radio because the book, he did a weird book that points to radio. And you train your perception to see what the book means. And then you start saying, oh, there's something else going on.
Right.
And so, what is that? That's the training... the artist, is, McLuhan says, rehearses your sensory realities and your biases in preparation for coming massive changes. So if you actually, you can see in the 30s and 40s, everybody thought Joyce was writing stream of consciousness, and they were getting out of the nonlinear and into symbolic writing. They were like very puny level learning, not knowing they're learning about the effects of radio and television that are going to cause huge fucking things, right? But in the book world, these little experiments were preparing them for the post-book effect, right? Post-linear effect. So he says, Marshall always said, the artist prepares and warns you of things that are coming, the causes that are coming. So this is a new thing I hadn't laid out before. Effects precede causes is when you're talking about artists. But when you're talking about media ecology and media science, that's when you talk about looking at the effects and trying to find the hidden causes. You see what I'm saying?
That's called science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now
which,
you get to
which
this.
Is funny because where's your sign?
So in this quote, page 137, it says, via concepts in italics, that refers to science. Via percepts, not in italics, refers to art. Barry Nevitt writes a lot of this stuff. Art deals with percepts, scientists deal with concepts. Percepts is your direct experience. Concept is an attempt to explain your, or conceptualize and fit it back into language, what your direct experience was. Concepts are a replay of percepts, a framing of percepts, right? Usually done verbally or written. So, science is concepts, art is percepts. When Seurat paints pointillism, he's dealing with light and the eye, the perceptual sensory faculties, right? And he feels a need to present the eye to do in a new way. He may have a theory, but he's working with the senses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he's working with percepts. A scientist says, well, Newton said everything, every motion causes an equal action, equal and opposite reaction. That's a concept
right.
Made into mathematical formula. Then Newton comes along, or Einstein comes along and says, no, I think that law has to be changed to a new law. Light travels a certain speed, and it curves. That's a concept. He's not making a painting.
Right.
I mean, he's not. Yep. He's working with written laws and formula that have already been passed
right.
down. He's working in the world of literacy, you could say.
Right.
The artist is out there fucking prostitutes, cutting off his ear, and doing all this other shit. He's not in a fucking lab.
Right.
But he's doing another kind of laboratory work, studying...
Right.
In experience, his senses. Now, in light of that, it's very important to understand why causes in the first context are in quotes. Second level, they're not. So in the world of science, causes and effects are ideas. They're concepts.
Okay.
Now, McLuhan is studying the interplay of causes and effects.
Right.
Now, when you're in science, you're dealing with concepts. So we italicize it, which means in the world of science... causes become effects.
Okay.
In other words, boiling water is an effect of what? Oh, you turn up the heat and it alters the molecules. So the causes of hot water are the molecules increasing their vibration, right?
Right.
And that's an effect.
Right.
So yeah. They actually kind of interplay.
In the world of art...
We haven't got that. In
okay.
the world of science, causes become effects. Effects don't become causes.
Right.
But causes become effects via concepts. Now that's McLuhan is saying science is a bit limited in handling the bigger effects. So that's why all this stuff, in quotes, smaller causes, smaller effects, via concepts which are a whole biased way of looking at things. All right?
Okay.
It's a culturally determined way. Now we deal with percepts or direct experience. Whereas effects merge with causes, not become. See, causes one isolated thing becoming another isolated thing. There's no difference between effects and causes in the world of art. They merge and the causes become effects, effects become causes, right? In process pattern recognition, process is another way of saying things merge in a process, and it's pattern recognition, not a concept, and it's not pattern recognition via concepts, it's via percepts, and it's therefore not italicized. This sentence is heavier than that one. This is all chopped up like science does. This one is straightforward and basically doesn't tell you anything. Effects merge with causes, process pattern via percepts. In other words, I see you. The effect and cause of me and you is pretty hard to explain, other than the personalities, right? But I mean, just look at perception. It's like trying to, like Alan Watts goes in, trying to see the thing that does the seeing. I only see myself through another person, right? I can't see myself. So I cause you, you cause me, I am an effect of you, you. It's that famous line, I think it's in here, alter effects causing alter other effects.
Seeing the thing that does the seeing, that's Alan Watts.
Here it is. It's right here. Finnegan's Wake, page 120. Page 120. See? Eye is concept, ear is more percept. They're all senses, but you make a conceptual framework, eye and ear there, look, they're merged.
Right.
Here's a quote. The prouts, or the poets, who will invent a writing there, ultimately is the poeta. Still more learned. Who discovered the raiding, pun on writing or reading, the raid, but they raid is an act of violence.
Raid or
the raiding there originally. That's the point of eschatology, which means the ultimate mysteries. Our book of kills, Bob's always killing people, right? Our book of kells, or book of kills, reaches for. That's the point it reaches for. Is now in so-and-so many counterpoint words. Effects and causes merge. What are the counterpoint words? What can't be coded can be decoded. You know, decord. If an ear, eye, sees what no eye, ear, grieved before. Eye, ear being before. Now the doctrine obtains. We have occasioning cause, causing effects, and effects, causing effects, and effects occasionally recausing alter effects.
What page of the Wake is that?
We'd have to look it up.
Okay.
I might be able to find it. But that's page 120 of this book. That's the core, and that's what he's restating here.
That is amazing that Joyce was saying all that.
That's right. This, all these books by McLuhan are a translation of Finnegan's Wake.
That's why when we say he's a failed McLuhanite, and he says that's
Joyce elitist. Is a failed McLuhanite.
No, you said no.
Yeah,
when all these failed McLuhanite, we said that's too elitist. You said then call them non-Finneganese McLuhanites.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
you got the Legacy of McLuhan, the symposium book Lance Straight sent you, and he wants to review.
Yeah.
Look at what Lance says. He says it comes down to, one faction of the McLuhan world is those who say you need to know Finney's Wake to understand McLuhan, and those who say it's not important.
Really?
Yeah, that's a dialectic that he points out in as a result of symposium.
Amazing.
In other words,
but there are there that many? Well,
I think Zing knows. Zingroni says that.
There's only it doesn't sound like Lance. Would
yeah,
say
Lance
that.
Says something. Well, he can get it by because he read Zingroni. But Zingroni, if we get book out, he said at the beginning, it comes down to understand McLuhan whether you understand the Wake or not.
Right.
And that's okay. What separates the men from the boys, right?
Here's my first booklet in when I went to see you first time. What was it?
Did you come see me in 89 or 90?
Yeah.
90.
Anyways, we can look it up. Is it James Joyce formulated a theory of art that defined the artistic experience as aesthetic arrest? According to Joyce, art does not have the purpose. Does not have purpose. It exists neither to teach nor to motivate. Joyce called works that evoke desire or disgust propaganda or social criticism. Art, in the purest sense, simply captures rhythms or relationships, and when it works, art causes an epiphany, the state of aesthetic arrest. In Joyce's theory, art immerses us in the moment, producing an effect not much different from the Zen master's shout or blow. Crazy Wisdom, 19, page 90, West Nisker, also quotes Finnegan's Wake, Pharaoh, blah, blah, blah.
Well, who quotes Finnegan's Wake?
Nister? Yeah. Now,
let's stop there. I want to
yeah, because here, no, These here's no Bob. Here's Bob's reaction. Ratios, figure ground relationship. Wes is wrong. Look at here's my notes. Yeah. You reacting to that. Wes is wrong. He romanticizes Joyce. Yeah. He satirized it. Epiphany, new story insight.
Okay, so now those are notes you wrote down.
Yeah, I wrote that from Crazy
in
Wisdom.
In my home.
No, I got Crazy Wisdom in Ann Arbor, in Michigan. I gave the book to my dad, and I wrote that. Then when I got there, that's your
got reaction. Where?
Got
you
to
wrote
Toronto.
That, you got there, and then you asked me about this quote.
Yeah.
Well, let me... You want to pick up that piece of paper? Let's get into your landscape. I'll show you what that comes from. And that's important in light of what we're talking about here. Interior landscape, is that hidden?
Okay, so we're... This, what you just quoted, is Nestor quoting or talking about McLuhan, right?
No, talking about Joyce.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all spelled out here on page... You can say start
page 31
the bottom.
Okay.
And then you get into... Whereas the ethical world of Ulysses is presented in terms of well-defined human types, the more metaphysical world of the Wake speaks and moves...